21st century magicians who are serious about their training need to have a working knowledge of the universe in which they exist. Because that universe is the outer version of the universe inside them. In the old days, it was enough to think about the four elements as simply earth, water, fire, and air. Today, you have to think about photons, particles, zero fields, and the properties of light as well. You may say that you know nothing about quantum physics and are too old to learn. That is not true. At this moment, sitting here with you, I am 76 years old, and if I can learn about particles, photons, zero fields, and nanotechnology, then so can you. Forget the talk about right brain and left brain having specialized areas of learning. Teach yourself to think with both sides of your brain at the same time. After all, they are connected, and they interact with each other. All the time, through the medium of the corpus callosum, which is their own personal communication system. While we are talking of elements, think about this. To understand and work with the element of earth, you have to understand about the way earth was formed, its geology, its manifestation, such as forest, deserts, arable land, mountains, caves, etc. You carry the earth within you in the form of the minerals and salts stored in your physical body. Water is a symbol of spirituality and intuition because it is contained and given form within the human mind. Water has no shape of its own. It can only be realized and used when it is poured into a container, which can be anything from a lake to a duck pond, a soup bowl to the Holy Grail. Your blood, the water content of your body, and its lymph fluids represent this element within you. Fire and light are akin. Both have their useful and their dangerous sides. Your inner fire is the central core of body heat that controls your temperature. Also, you emit light in the form of your auric field and the etheric subtle body, both of which gives off what amounts to a personal sonet lumia display, somewhat similar to the aurora borealis. The thing to remember about light is that it doesn't really travel. It's everywhere, at the same time, and in the same space. It doesn't need to move. It fills the universe. Air, like water, can only be seen and realized when it is filling something, like a balloon, a tire, or a pair of water wings, or heard when it is used to play a flute, a trumpet, or a similar woodwind instrument, or felt as a breeze, wind, or breath. All four elements have their counterparts in the particles that make up the universe around us. You will learn to use them in their four aspects of manifestation, astral, mental, and spiritual levels. So your first knowledge assignment is twofold: memory training and discovering all you can about the four elements in the levels of manifestation, the astral, and the mental, and how it pertains to the magical world. I'll give you more specific instructions at the end of this lesson.